Which version of the Bible did the Apostle Paul use? And which version of the Bible did the first believers use? Obviously, we know that Bibles did not exist, and most people were illiterate. They couldn't read nor write. But what made the difference in the life of Paul, who was a Pharisee, and who knew the Jewish laws and the law of Moses very well, was when he met Jesus on that Damascus road. He was on his way to persecute the followers of Jesus, and Jesus appeared to him. Paul was struck with blindness. He was sent to another follower of Jesus who prayed for him so that he could see. But Paul was a changed man. And that encounter with Jesus became his testimony of Jesus Christ. He did not preach the Bible. He preached Jesus Christ. He testified about Jesus who appeared to him, who revealed himself to him. He testified about Jesus Christ, whom he knew. Paul did not go and meet up with the other followers of Jesus. He went to Arabia for 3.5 years. And during that time, he had revelations from Jesus, and that was the gospel that he preached and that he wrote about in the epistles. We read in the book of Acts the testimony of Paul. But his testimony was not about the scriptures. His testimony was about Jesus Christ, knowing him. Paul became a witness to Jesus and a follower of Jesus because he knew him. He was not converted to Christianity. He was born again. And he was baptized in water. And he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he was led by the Holy Spirit. He followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And that is what we are called to do, is to follow Jesus. People are very concerned about which version of the Bible you read. I was once invited to meet with people who had seen me on the internet. And the first thing they wanted to know when we arrived there was, what version of the Bible I use? Because I did not have the Bible with me. They could not understand that I was not carrying a Bible, because they all had their Bibles. They were taught to bring their Bible along. To them, their Bible was their tie to Jesus. To them, their Bible was their token of their faith. But I've come to know Jesus for real. I know the Bible. I've read the Bible many times. But I don't walk around with the Bible. I'm a witness for Jesus because I follow him. I'm a witness for Jesus because he lives in me. And I'm here to do his will. If we follow Jesus and we're his disciples, it is about Jesus, about his Spirit dwelling in us, about knowing his voice and following him, about getting our guidance from him, praying, listening, obeying, doing his will, seeking him with all our heart. Our faith is not about the Bible. Our faith is about knowing Jesus Christ in the power of his resurrection, serving him, obeying him, following him, serving him as Lord, being his servant, because those who are born again are called to be children of God. They will inherit the kingdom of God if they faithfully serve, if they bear fruit, if they testify about the kingdom of God. We must sow seed. We must testify about Jesus. We must bring other people to Jesus, introduce them to Him so that they can know Him, follow Him, and have eternal life. It's all about Jesus. He is the way and the truth and the life. It's good to read the Bible. It's good to know the Bible. But if we do not get to know Jesus through reading the Bible, and if we do not go on to follow Him, if we're not born again, and if we're not led by the Holy Spirit, then we are not of Him. The Apostle Paul wrote, if we do not have the Spirit of Christ, we do not belong to Him. Those who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Not the people that carry the Bibles around, that go to church. It's those people who know Jesus Christ for real and who follow Him. They are the children of God. They are the ones who serve Him, who go after Him, who have a real relationship with Him. To them, the only thing that is important in their lives is Jesus Christ. Following and obeying Him, serving Him and being part of His kingdom. Many believers do not know Jesus. They believe in Jesus. They believe in the cross. They believe in the Bible. But what we need to do is to pick up our own cross and follow Jesus Christ until the very end. We must be and live in relationship with Jesus. Our life must be about Jesus Christ. In everything, we must consider Him and seek to please Him. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. I thank Jesus that He revealed Himself to me, that I know Him for real. And therefore, I want to stay with Him until the very end. I want to know Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. It's not about the Bible. It's not about the church. It's not about anything else. It is all about Jesus. Do you know Jesus for real? Do you love Him, follow Him, and obey Him? Without Jesus, we can do nothing. Do you have Jesus? Do you know Him? And does He know you?
Jesus Christ is alive, and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ, so that you can know Him and follow Him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.